You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
You know what I'm craving? A little perspective. That's it. I'd like some fresh, clear, well-seasoned perspective. Can you suggest a good wine to go with that?
With, what, sir?
Perspective. Fresh out, I take it.
I am,
Very well. Since you're all out of perspective and no one else seems to have it in this bloody town, I'll make you a deal. You provide the food, I'll provide the perspective. Which would go nicely with a bottle of Cheval Blanc, 1946.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, I'm thinking about what is up with our cell phones. What have we done? We have more phone numbers in our phones. We don't even use them. Why do we have them? And why is this? You know, we look back at our phones, and you open up your phone, and you see you have 1,600 numbers in there. 1,600 contacts. When was the last time you called all those contacts? When was the last time that you said, hey, what's up? How are you doing? What's going on? So why do we collect phone numbers? Why do we collect people in our lives? And why do we have such packed cell phones? Bill, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing good.
And, you know, I got a hernia tonight, you know, carrying in my cell phone. It's so packed. No, actually, I was telling you before the show, I'm not sure how much use I'm going to be to you tonight because I have just the exact opposite problem.
Well, actually, it's perfect because we're not all saying the same thing then.
Well, good. Yeah, so I can provide an opposite perspective.
See, you have a different perspective.
There you go.
Here we go. Wow, that's pretty novel. I like it. It's good. I like this. Keenan, how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I'm here. Yeah, on my way here, I was on my cell phone, and I took a science quiz, and I made a 100%. Of course, I made 100%.
It doesn't surprise me one bit.
Does he come to the studio every weekend and flaunt? Is he always flaunting? Is it always flaunting?
He's showing off, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, I made 100% on the science course.
You know, I mean, course.
Well, it was all biological and earth sciences. I mean, it didn't get into, like, astrophysics.
This is Keenan
like
beating
that,
his chest, you know, to Tarzan.
I am science man.
and this is why he goes out to bars and, you know, I mean, like, women will give him numbers and stuff like that.
I was doing a little happy hour yesterday because I got off work and I had a busy day at work. I had to do all the stuff. Anyways, I get off. I'm doing a happy hour thing. And so I go to the bar and I pull out my laptop and I start editing photos for work.
Okay.
Right? And not very many people in there. Like, you know, four people in my little watering hole that I like to go to. I'm not going to say the name of it, but it's my spot.
So, my spot. It's his shtick.
Yeah. He has a chair in the...
Yeah, it's his chair. Yeah, yeah,
has his name on it.
Yes.
So, like, okay, so there's, like, this beautiful woman in there, right? So I sit, like, 2-3 bars down, and she's talking to a couple of people and everything like this. And so I'm on my laptop, and I'm editing photos. I'm editing all these RAW files and everything like that. And so, like, she says stuff to me, like, hey, what are you doing? I said, oh, well, I'm, you know, editing photos and stuff for my job, you know.
Okay.
So anyways, she's talking to me and everything. I'm like, yeah, you know, this is what I do and everything. And so then I asked her, you know, because I really didn't want to get into this conversation. I said, I'm like, well, what do you do? She says, I'm a stripper. Okay. But no, check this out.
It doesn't surprise me one bit.
But no, check this out. She's talking about this guy, okay, uh-huh. This guy that she's maybe they're together, fooling around. I don't know, right? But then she says to me, well, why do I have this problem? Here's the thing. This woman is like in her late 20s, early 30s, right? So I could have said, well, you're looking for love in all the wrong places. Because think about it. We spend most of our time at work.
That's true.
I didn't say that, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, but, no, but we were talking and everything. And so she was about to leave. And then she asked me, do you want my number? I said, no.
Oh, he did the right thing, though.
He did do the right thing. Because, I mean, well, for one thing, you'd probably lose it in your phone. I've seen your phone list.
Okay, so, Keenan, you're kind of like me with these numbers, right? We just have a lot of them.
Yeah, I have a lot of phone numbers. Like, people who I don't call. I mean, like, I still got some of my old military buddies that lived out in California with me on my phone.
That's cool.
But I have to say, actually, I'm proud of him because, quite frankly, not a lot of, especially single guys out there, would resist a, you know, exotic dancer offering her phone number.
Well, the thing is, I'm like, her story was, like, crazy. And, like, she was telling me, she's like, oh, well, you're a nice guy. You're too nice, you know. And she was telling me, oh, well, women like to play games. Women like to play games. And I looked at her and I said, look, if you know what kind of life that I had, I don't play games unless it's on a video game console.
Right.
Okay, that's the only time I play games. Okay, but she was telling me that, you know, you're too nice and everything like that. And I was like, well, no, I'm not too nice. It's just that you're just too messed up.
Right.
So yeah, you don't know who I am, by the way. But also, you're like, I just want to get back to work. I brought my computer in here. I'm not trying to use this as some sort of wedding ring. I mean, I'm not trying to get you here. I just want to do my work and please take your messed up life elsewhere. No, I understand what you're saying, but people have a tendency of making calls. And we've talked about this in past shows about how people are always looking for the wrong thing sometimes because they haven't dealt with their past.
Right.
They haven't dealt with the past. They're not happy with their present. And so they're constantly finding other things to do, as well as they get bored. And they're like, oh, this is cool. Look at this. This is nice and shiny. I'm interested. It's like, you know, it's like a cat playing with a string. I mean, it's very cool. It's very interesting. It's very, you know, nice, you know. So let's talk about this, Keenan. You didn't take her number. Now, most people listening tonight would have taken the number.
Yep.
Now, there's a percentage of the people that would have actually called. There's another percentage of people that would have drank too much to remember that they got a number. And there's other people that would eventually call her by accident thinking she's somebody else and confusing it all together. Okay? And I don't know, Bill, you would have probably thrown it away eventually.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I
probably would have thrown it away. I also know people who had every intention of calling her but then wussed out.
Okay, that's important. That's cool. So actually, the other day I was thinking, and this was like, you know, one of those weekends, and it wasn't just one of those weekends. It was actually Labor Day. It was on Labor Day, and I was thinking, I was like, I need to clean out my phone. And I looked at that, and it was like 1,650 numbers.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, where do I start? So I started in the A's, right? So I started A.
Started
the first
beginning.
A.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. So I called that person. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Hey, how you doing? We talked. Call the next day. After like 20 A's, I'm like, this is going to take forever. It's going to take forever. So that's when I went through the voicemail, and I decided to go through the voicemail and see who you haven't called back and actually return a call. Okay, so that's when I started doing that. The first person I call, like, answers the phone is like, hey, and I'm like, what's going on? They're like, man, I go, we haven't talked in like a year. How you been? And he's like, I'm great. He goes, what made you call me right now? And I was like, because I realized we still had unfinished business and we never talked. And he's like, I'm going to be in Austin in like a week for my birthday. And I've only seen him at a conference in Sedona. And he's like, I can't wait to see you. I was like, no way. So out of the blue, already, you know, one in the bag. I mean, that's awesome. And I realize you have to just reach out sometimes.
Ashley, I mean, this stuff only happens to you. I mean, you're just in tune with the universe. And you knew somehow, subconsciously, that this guy was going to be in your general neighborhood. And something told you to reach out to him.
I guess you're right.
It only happens to her.
I guess you're right. I mean, I it was kind of interesting because I was like, where in Austin? And they're like, Austin. I was like, oh, and there's like a Willie Nelson's Ranch. That's where my parents live. I was like, no way.
Oh.
And I was like, well, and at first I kind of was like, well, you should come up to Dallas. But then I was like, you know, maybe I'll just come down to Willie Nelson's Ranch and check it out. Maybe that might be worth it, you know? But think about it. Like, if I wouldn't have sat there and cleaned out my voicemail, that would have left there forever.
Right.
And we all have those unfinished business that we don't take care of. And I think a lot of times we're clinging to it or we don't want to deal with it.
Yeah, either that or we just don't think about it because I know I have a bunch of phone numbers in my cell phone and I don't look at them at all, you know? And the thing is, like, for me, unless we're friends on Facebook, I'm probably not going to remember that person's name, you know?
Yeah.
First of all, you know, and like, you know, for example, you know, I like to put like first and last names in my phone. And if I only have a first name, it's like,
wasn't that big of a deal to begin with.
Yeah, it wasn't really that big of a deal.
So if you had like 25 Jennies, it might be a problem.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, how many athletes do I have on my phone?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, I think I do have a lot of Ashleys in my phone.
I don't know hardly any Ashleys. That's what's so funny. I used to know a lot of Ashleys in, like, college. I don't know any Ashleys. I almost lived with an Ashley. I almost moved in college with another Ashley. And then another Ashley wanted to take the third bedroom. And it was going to be Ashley, Ashley, and Ashley. And I just thought that was going to be just difficult.
Like a law firm.
I have another
Ashley, Ashley, Ashley,
Keenan
and Ashley
in my phone.
You have another Keenan?
Yeah, my phone, yeah.
Really? You're the only Keenan I've never known.
Well, no, yes. This white guy, his name's Keenan, and like we met at a bar. He's like, oh, your name's Keenan? I'm like, yeah. So well, my name's Keenan, too. We should hang out. Hey, what's your number?
We're name buddies.
Yeah, we're name buddies. And I never called this
dude. Come on, you're my name
your
buddy,
from
dude.
From another mother. Come
yeah,
on,
man. I never called this
dude,
guy.
Dude, he was the white Keenan. Why? You could have walked around and hung out.
Well, no. Well, there was another guy at the radio station that I used to work at. Named Keenan, right? And he's like, oh yeah, and he's a white Keenan. He's like, oh yeah, my name's Keenan too. And I'm like, okay, well, this was back when I had my own show and everything. And I'm like, okay, well, I gotta get to work. I'm like writing stuff, you know. And so I had my laptop out and I had my podcast out. And he saw that I listened to The Nerdist. He was like, dude, I listen to Nerdist too. You know, hey, my name's Keenan and everything. We're both, you know, listening to Nerdist, you know, Keenan and everything like that. So, you know, let's exchange numbers. I'm like, okay, yeah, dude, later. But I don't think that ever happened.
Right.
So another white Keenan gone again. I see. I think there's just something you have.
There's
about
a pattern.
Name.
There's
yeah,
a pattern.
I think he only wants to be the only Keenan.
I think so too.
I think there has something to do with that. So when we return, we're going to talk about why do we cling, you know, initially really to the past, because holding on to these numbers is clinging to the past, as well as why do we allow unfinished business to stay there, especially in our own cell phone. So stay tuned, because when we return, Perspectives will be discussing more about how to get some of those numbers out of your phone. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's Perspectives, we're discussing your cell phone. What have we been doing with the cell phone? You know, when it becomes like collection of friends, collection of numbers, old acquaintances, what are we holding on to? Why do we hold on to all these numbers in our cell phone? What are we missing? You know, it seems to me that a lot of times we cling on to the past because it gives us some sort of direction, or we have some sort of validity, or we feel better about ourselves, or at least we look back and we go, well, at least I got 1,600 friends I could call if I needed to. You know, but I think a lot of times we hold on to this because we hold on to the past. And I think also a lot of times things have changed. And let's get into something else, because I want to kind of take a little off the path, but then it's going to bring us back to the path. Lately with social media, you have like Facebook, you have Twitter, and you have all this stuff, but especially with Facebook, you have like those 15 people that you see all the time. You see their comments, you see what's on their timeline, it's constantly there in your head. It's kind of the same as the cell phone, right? You have those texts that you get from the same people over and over again, and you start forgetting that anybody but those 15 people exist in your life. You start thinking, okay, these are my friends, these are my go-to friends, and this is all I have. And all of a sudden, when you open up the phone and you go, oh my God, I got 1,600 numbers here, and I'm over here calling Susie and John all the time. I mean, what the hell is wrong with me? I mean, you don't even think you have other people. And I think that social media has made it where we have like these blinders on to realizing how vast maybe our friends are.
Well, my response to that, Ashley, is I just, only those 15 friends, that's the only friends I have on my Facebook.
But yours is for different. Yours is for private. You don't share it with everybody. I mean, mine's work more.
Well, yeah, yours actually has a business purpose. I can understand that. You know, and I was sitting listening to you and Keenan talking in the first segment, and you know, my response or my way of dealing with that kind of thing is, I guess, to be passive aggressive about it. I just don't have a large circle of friends or acquaintances. So I don't get people's phone numbers. I avoid the issue entirely. I deal with it by not dealing with it.
Well, you're more like introverted.
I'm more introverted. I guard my privacy. But also, I think, quite frankly, I'm too lazy.
Okay.
To worry about, you know, having to juggle, you know, a big circle of friends.
I think most people have actually, and you know, when you actually look at the sick, sad reality of it, is that most people do have a small group of friends. But the thing is, though, we collect all these numbers honestly just to be polite, so not to cause conflict.
You know, Keenan, I'm glad you said that. See, because here's the thing, we have guests every now and then on this show, and invariably they will always send a friend request on Facebook to me, and it's I never accept them. I'm not trying to be rude, mm-hmm. You know, so I hope they're not mad at me. So any of our past,
you know,
Bill
is just hardcore, guys. Yeah, just understand that.
It's so I'm not trying to be rude. It's just that I really do use my Facebook just for you know,
family and close friends,
family, you know, stuff like that. So
you use it for what it was really intended for, right? Really, honestly, I mean, and I get that, and I see where you're saying. I mean, I see what Keenan's saying too. I think a lot of times, though, in the heat or the emotion or the fun of the moment when you meet somebody, and you find commonality, because I think it really shows us that we all have commonality with almost everybody. No matter where they are or what they're doing in their life, we all have this common ground with them. And there's a time when you see that common ground, and that's the time when you go, oh, yeah, give me your number, I'll give you mine. Okay, yeah, put my number in. Okay, yeah, that's my number. Okay, yeah, cool. Okay, send me a picture so when it comes up, it's my picture. And okay, this is great. And at the time, you're just so happy about it. You're like, dude, I scored a cool friend. And then, like, a lot of times you'll put the effort into it and you'll email them, text them, whatever, and be like, hey, can we get together? And what happens is usually someone drops the ball, right? Someone makes sure it doesn't happen. And it's either their subconscious or their insecurities, because they feel like it's not going to work out anyway, or they don't feel that same emotional drive that they had back when they got your number, because you're not there, and they just kind of drop the ball. And that's what I think most of these numbers end up in, like, the I don't call phone, because you've reached out, and then all of a sudden, like, you forget about it. And 2 weeks later, human life continues to go on. You know, Keenan's still doing science tests. He's still making hundreds on them. You know, Bill's still saying no to friend requests, and eventually you get to that point where, you know, you forget about it. It's not until you start going through your phone that you go, oh my god, I remember meeting that person, and I remembered how cool it was when we first met. But that kind of fizzled out pretty quick.
Well, here's the thing with me, I meet people at the same place, you know, because, like I said, you know, because
you only go to a small amount of places.
Yeah, exactly. I go to a small amount of places.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll meet a person, and, like, you know, a lot of times I won't even ask for that person's number, but they'll be like, hey, let's exchange numbers. And I won't call that person at all, but I'll just end up running into them, you know, and we'll sit out in the back patio.
See,
you know,
with me, I mean, I don't have that problem. I mean, I'm not the type of, you know, outgoing person like you are, where people will just offer me, you know, their numbers. I'm very content with, like, you going to a small amount of places and just running into somebody. Hey, Joe, hey. You know,
yeah,
Bobby,
yeah.
And, you know, good to see you. Hey, you know, how are things going? Oh, pretty good. You know, how about you? Just, you know, kind of making small talk, acquaintance talk. And
you don't ever get to the next layer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm perfectly okay with that.
No, I don't.
So you're cool with staying on one layer.
Yes.
See, that's the thing, is that some people are very cool with it. And I know a lot of people that are very stick to themselves kind of thing. And that's the way their life is. Right? But that's just the opposite of me, because you know me. I mean, that's why I'm a therapist. That's why I'm a life coach. I'm going to get out of you everything without
me
trying.
You're the social butterfly here.
You know, without me trying, you're going to tell me all the problems and issues you have in your life, and you're going to, which is no big deal because I can help out. And then you're going to also tell me what's not working in your life, and you're going to tell me something else as well. And that's in 6 minutes, maybe. And at that point in time, everybody around me is like, so who's your new best friend? You know, I'm one of those people that gets off the plane that didn't know anybody, that was sitting with the screaming children, where I finally had to look at one of the husbands and say, I will switch seats with this person, and I do, and the next thing you know, she and I walk off the plane together laughing, and I'm having dinner with her that night. That's just the way it is, you know, but I also get to, I guess I'm a people person. I like, and I'm interested in the way that people work, like their whole.
Well, that's why you're
making
a therapist.
Yeah, it's. I guess you're right. That's why. Otherwise, I wouldn't be. If I didn't want to hear about it, I sure the heck wouldn't be a therapist. Okay, because you cannot get away from it.
Right.
There's no way. I mean, if I was in medical management, that's different, because I would just be saying, "Hey, how's the medicine? Is it working? Are you good with it? Is it, you know, you have any sort of nightmares or any sort of, you know, dry mouth or heaving or anything like that?" But other than that, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. And when they would go into their problems, I'd be like, okay, I'm sure you're going to go see your psychologist tomorrow. So good luck with that. And that's just going to pay the bill. You know what I mean? I mean,
yes.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm just the exact opposite. I don't want to expend the energy.
You just,
you know,
don't want to do. You don't want to give the energy up.
Yeah, I mean,
it is a lot of energy. I see what Bill is saying. I mean, it is a lot of energy, because the thing is, it's like, you know, you call this person, you got to make plans. And the thing is, though, you're trying to, say, accommodate their schedule, right?
Right.
Yet that person may not want to accommodate your schedule.
Right.
So there is no meeting in the middle, you know? So
you might as well just remain acquaintances. And,
yeah, you
know,
you might as well.
And here's the thing, you know, Keenan, about the social media effect on all this. Most of the people we call friends, quote unquote friends, are actually acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my and of course, you know, Ashley, you know my definition of friendship, Right. An acquaintance, a friend will bail you out of jail, but a true friend will be in the jail cell with you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And
we still haven't heard that whole story. I'm still wondering about everything. I just know there was Mexico and there was some issues and there was some federal.
There was alcohol involved.
We never heard the entire story, though, Bill. But no, I mean, I agree with you and I understand. And I, at the same point, though, I think a lot of times we feel overwhelmed. I think at the time when we meet somebody, it seems, it's convenient. It's serendipitous. It's right there. I mean, it's right here. It's not that hard. But I think then later on when you're trying to communicate and you're trying to make it happen, and I kind of go into these situations with, if the timing's great, the timing's great. If somebody else drops the ball, I don't want to be the one that drops the ball. I want to be the one that could sit there and say, hey, I did everything I could to make that happen. And usually after that, I don't erase the number, but I kind of let it go. And I think at this point, I think really that's something I need to work on, is if I have done everything I can to not drop the ball four or five times, I think at that point in time, maybe you take the number out, you might put it somewhere else, and you let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, but also that person could be going through a rough time in their life, and also it might not be the right time to spend time with them. You could be really great friends, or actually really help each other, or mentor each other, or something, or have a project together, or change the world together, but it's just not the right time. And if you were to hang out right when you wanted to, maybe you would have lost respect for that person. Maybe you would have thought they were a little kooky, a little crazy, or kind of stressed out or depressed or whatever, you know? And so that happens too. Sometimes you come out of the blue, you know?
You know, so sometimes, or actually a lot of times, you only see what the other person showed you, what they choose to show you.
Right.
So, it's like, the Wizard of Oz, you want to peek behind the curtain.
I mean, exactly. I mean, when it comes to, collecting numbers or even, Facebook friends, because I think one of the reasons why we have so many phone numbers in our cell phones is actually because of technology. I mean, because with technology, it's so easy.
Ashley, can we talk more about that after the break? Because he's got a good idea there.
Oh, okay. Yes, we are on. You're in it. We'll talk about technology when we return. We'll talk about how technology allows us to be more cluttered, as well as, the concept of why we hold on to these, numbers, and how to really begin to unclutter your life. So stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Guess what? We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
This is how you see things. This is amazing.
It's a gigantic pain in the ass, but it has its moments.
Wait, this game doesn't happen till October.
Well, it's always October and November and March. So many futures, and they're all real. Just don't know which one will coalesce. Until then, they're all happening. Like this one, it's my favorite moment in human history.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we've been exploring the clutter and the cell phones and the collection of people and the collection of numbers that we tend to have in our phones. And right before the break, I think that Keenan brought up a good point about technology, and you were about to go into it, about the concept about how it's so easy to get someone's number. So think about everybody listening tonight. Think about this. Remember back in the day when you'd have to write down the number, or you'd have to transcribe it from a business card, right? Or you would have to write it into something, or you write it into a book, like the whole day planner or whatever, and it meant something. You actually transferred it over there, you added it. Now you don't have to do that at all.
No, you don't. I mean, the way people exchange numbers now is they say, hey, what is your number? You recite it off to them. And as you're reciting it, they're dialing your number. And then they'll hit send immediately, and boom, you have their number.
Or on the text, right? You'll send them a text message.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Or a text stating, hey, this is Lori.
Those are the easier ones. But you know what, Bill, if we just did the number bump where they call in and they hang up real quick because they're standing right next to you, oh, yeah, I got it. And, you'd forget their name. Like, you would leave and be like, and all of a sudden you'll get a text from somebody randomly, and you'll be like who is that?
I've actually done that.
Have you done that.
It's like, I'm sorry, who is this?
Well, you're one of those, I'm sorry, who is this?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'm that person.
Well, it depends on gender, though. Sex and gender, because the thing is, male to male, they might, forget, or female to female, it might just be a quick little thing. But if it's female to male, like when you recite your number to a female, they'll dial it, send a text with their name saying, hey, this is, Lori. That's the thing. Because
she wants you to remember
her name. I mean,
hey, what's up, dollface? How you doing, sweetie? What's up, sexy?
Yeah.
It's just me. How you doing? I just want to say hi.
That's funny.
Glad we met the other night over at the, I don't know, whatever. You know, I know, but people do that all the time. You know, they forget names, or I'm not a big fan of knowing someone for a long time and you text them and they go, who's this? I don't like the response, who's this? Like, it's not who's this with a smiley face.
Right.
Because who's this with a smiley face, it's okay. Or my phone broke, and or I dropped it in the washing machine, or it washed with my clothes, or it fell in the pool. Something that says that I don't have your number anymore, and it's okay. It's not that I'm just being an ass, you know what I mean? And then all you're like, I don't even want to tell you. If you don't know who I am, I'm going to say. And I like it when I put in Ashley, and somebody responds back with, Ashley who? You know what happens on that situation? Erase. Done. You're out of the Rolodex. No moss, por favor.
Well, there are a lot of Ashleys running around.
I don't care.
but she is the Ashley, okay?
In my world,
I mean, I do have Ashley friends, but you know, everybody calls me Burgess. So back in the day when there would be other Ashleys, everybody would call me Ashley 1. Ashley 1, right? And so I was always Ashley 1. But then some people got sick of being called Ashley 2 because they thought that kind of sounded like number 2. Like, they thought that was odd. Like, they thought there was some sort of bodily function behind that, right? So then that's when everybody decided that now Ashley is now Burgess. Okay, Burgess, what's up? And then everybody else was Ashley or Ashley 1, whatever, you know? So I was Burgess.
Or
you know?
Ash. I've heard people call you Ash.
Ash, yeah. I mean, Ash. What's up, Ash? What's up, Ash? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Yeah, but I like Burgess. I like Ash. But yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, I'm not a big fan of that kind of thing. And that's when it also scares me when it kind of comes to all this recollection where you text someone and you go, how long has it really been since I've talked to him? You know, and how deep is our relationship?
You know, and I guess I'd be the one to just really, you know, pee you off, Ashley, because not only do I send back a text saying, who is this? But I do it with an attitude. I'm like, the hell is this texting me out of the blue, you know?
Question mark.
Why are you bothering me? Who is this and why are you bothering me?
Sad face and anger.
Yeah, you know?
See, the ironic thing about me is that I don't like to talk on the phone.
Oh, I know that.
Neither do I.
I've called you before.
You've answered.
I have?
Yes, you have.
Well, but...
Oh, yeah.
But the conversation didn't last 5 minutes.
Well, I didn't need to.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's, you know, see, information.
I could have called Keenan and be like, hey, Keenan, what's up? I just want to see what you use on your shampoo for your hair products. Yeah, how you been? Yeah, no, I wasn't like that. It was like, hey, what time? See you then. Okay, bye.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't need any more information.
No, I don't need any more information than that. You but know? Other than that, I mean, I just don't like talking on the phone. Granted, I talk on the radio and I talk to people face to face. But, you know, when I have my, you know, hand up to my ear, that gets a little annoying.
Yeah,
It does. I mean, it gets a little annoying.
I don't like it because I think you get cancer that way. But I don't like it. It makes my brain hurt.
Well, it doesn't make my brain hurt because I don't do it that often, you know. But then
probably out of self-preservation.
Yeah, I was going to say as often as you're on the phone, Ashley. But see, you know, here's the thing. You know, I've got a confession to make. You know, I'm the same way as Keenan is. So, you know, when we talk and you know, you and I talk.
You and I
more,
have had a long conversation.
Yeah, we've had long conversations. But, you know, I'll get to the point where I'm like, okay, Ashley, you know, let's think about that or I'll research that. And, you know, okay, I've got to go do this now. And I can tell that. You know I want to go off the phone with you, but you're not done with me yet.
No, I'm not done yet.
So you always find ways to get into, and I'm sitting there going, oh, Ashley,
I'm
going to
kill Ashley. Kill her. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, what about those people, too? Let's take a sidebar real quick because, you know, sidebars are so fun. What about the concept when you got somebody that called you that you really, really want to talk with and they're really nice people, but you just know, you look down at the message and the voicemail was 3 minutes and 30 seconds long.
Oh, Lord.
And you look at this long voicemail and you go, my God, if this is any inclination of how long the phone call is going to be, this is a voicemail. Okay, so I got 3 minutes and 30 seconds on a voicemail. I mean, that's about 2 hours of talk time. Is
to
what
me,
it
that's
was.
An email. Yeah,
that would be a long email.
I mean, like for me, it depends on the person that does it. Because the thing is, I only know one person that I will have a 3 hour long conversation with on the phone. Only one person that I know of that I
relative?
No, not a relative.
No. He admonishes all relatives, he's not into it.
No.
And no Keenans either. No other Keenans. No white Keenans. No Asian Keenans.
No Asian Keenans.
You know what? I know another Asian. His name is Keenan. Yeah, we frequent the same spot.
Yeah, but you don't call him, though. But you say hi.
I don't even think I say hi to him.
I'm telling you, he wants to be the only Kenan, the only K-man on town.
That's his mission in life. He's going to eliminate all of the Kenans in the world.
Kenan, no. I'm the only Kenan. So, yeah, okay, so who's the only person you can have a two-hour conversation with now? I want to know.
My homegirl, my best friend, you know. But the thing is, this was, like, happening whenever she was living in Chicago. So, you know, we didn't get to hang out, you know, but now she's like just working and I'm working also. So I haven't spoken to her in quite some time. But the thing is, if I speak to her today, it's like I haven't missed a beat.
Oh, I have a lot of friends like that.
I have some friends and family like that. Yeah.
It's great. It's great. The only thing I don't like about that on the flip flop is that sometimes people take advantage of that too much. So it's kind of nice to see them. It's kind of like the whole concept of the funeral deal, you know, where it's like some people wait until it's bad when you see them. And it's like, I know that we don't miss a beat, but it's like sometimes I'd like to see it because you are a friend. Sometimes I'd like to talk to you a little more than once every 6 months, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that would be nice, you know. I mean, like we said, during the break, you know, the reason why I don't call a lot of people is because they're not talking about breaking bread.
Yeah, we like to break bread.
And, right? and so do I. Well, with me, if I only talk to somebody once every 6 months, then they're not worth going into my phone. That's just the way I
but
look at it.
But usually it doesn't start that way. You know, that's the thing, it usually doesn't start. You're fast and furious, or you meet them, you know what I mean? And you're hanging out all the time, and then after that.
Yeah, and like when you know someone for like well over 20 years, then you're not going to delete them from your phone. I mean, this is not going to happen.
Right, you know? Right. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, you know, you can be like really close to somebody. Maybe you don't talk once every blue moon, but...
You know, I like, you know, she can like go without calling me for like 3 months. But the thing is, on that third month, you know, whenever or on the fourth month, whenever she calls me, she's like, hey, we're barbecuing. I'm trying to eat, dude.
And you're like, food.
Yeah, I'm like, food. Yeah, let's go.
That's how you get Kenan. That's the way you do it. We just food. Like have a trail of food. It's, you know, like, remember the breadcrumb trail?
Yes.
That's what we'll do next time. We need to lead him somewhere. We'll have chickens. Chickens in the way. Chickens in the trail. Chicken trail.
He's like a food hoe, you know? It's like, feed him and he'll do whatever you want.
That's messed up. You know what? I see that, though. I see it. I see it happening. Yeah, he puts lots of pictures of food up on Facebook, and he's one of those food people. So, it's true about the collection of the people, and I think, though, it has to be about the right time. But, yeah, it's also, on the other side, it's just about... It's about seeing that this, again, is part of the clutter. A lot of times we have a cluttered life because we don't see things maybe necessarily always clear. We see things maybe differently. And I think sometimes with the phone, it makes us feel better. Not in Bill's scenario, because Bill doesn't care. But I mean, like, to the most part, about having all these numbers and stuff. And also maybe you feel like maybe it'll come around. Maybe the right time will come. Maybe it's the right thing. And I'm not very good at being... all for nothing. You know, I mean, it's hard for me. Like, I see people all the time that are older. They have, like, their little phone books, and then they erase it. They erase the number and the name when a person dies. And it's like, that's so sad. But I would probably keep the number in there. That's just me. But anyway, when we return, we're going to talk more about how to basically declutter your phone, why you should do it, and what it's going to do for you. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in two shakes. I could lift you up. I can
show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be. Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. And on tonight's show, we have been exploring your cell phone. Yes, your cell phone. What's in your cell phone? How many numbers do you have? How many people do you actually collect in your life? And how many of these people do you actually call or communicate with? Most of y'all have way more numbers in your phone than you actually ever use. And a lot of those numbers you've even forgotten you have. If you actually went to the Rolodex on your phone and started with A's, you would be completely, probably overwhelmed about all the numbers you have in your phone. So right before the break, Kenan was coming up with a point about the whole concept of timing and about how timing is everything. And Bill, you were addressing the fact about something that was going on in Amarillo, I think.
Yeah, of course, that's my hometown. The guy who broke me into the radio business, this is about 5.5 years ago, and I was affiliated with the local pro wrestling association at the time. Was there as part of the media to cover it.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And so I met him, and we got to talking backstage and whatever, and I mentioned that, it was my goal to become a sports announcer. And, he worked for the local sports radio station, so here's my card, and, why don't we stay in contact and blah, blah, blah. So I don't hear from him. And I'm like, it was one of those things. And I actually forgotten about it. 6 months later, calls me out of the blue and says, hey, look, we're looking for engineers. It'd be a good way for you to get your foot in the door. Are you interested?
Perfect. It was all about timing.
Yeah, it was all about timing. So
timing is everything.
Yes.
Timing in friendships, timing in relationships, yes. Timing in business, timing, what time you leave the house is important. Everything about this is important. So think about that. There might be numbers in your phone that you're not using right now, but maybe it's the right time to reach out. Maybe it's right. Maybe it's been a while, but you got to check it out. And timing is everything. And I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. I think that's so important. So remember that. The second thing let's talk about is making room for the new. I think a lot of times we have all this stuff, just like we do in our whole life, but we don't make room for new things. And because we have so much of the clutter, we don't see the options, maybe.
Yeah, life is too crowded.
Yeah, it's too crowded. And some people would say, you've all heard that comment, oh, I already have enough friends. I mean, we've all heard people say that. Well, that's not true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not true. I mean, and are they all there for you, or is it just a bunch of numbers in your phone? Because, I mean, if I rated all my friends by the numbers in my phone, and I had a party, and I texted all of them to be here, oh, my God. I mean, it would look like we're having a freaking parade down, the AA Center. I mean, people would be going crazy. They'd be like, whoa, did the Mavericks win this time? I mean, I know it's not the time of year yet, but did they win something? Or is there some sort of free alcohol or something? What's going on? Well, it'd be insane.
Are you like Monica from Friends? You have, like OCD, you have like 11 levels of friends. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The seventh circle of hell. Hey, you mean 11th? Oh, friends. Yes, friends.
Yeah. It's like with her, it's like, different categories of towels. Yours is different categories of friends. So.
Well, I do have different categories, but at the same time, it's all about timing as well. And sometimes it's like making a judgment call. And I think this is something that I reach out to all our listeners tonight to try to do is to reconnect. And I think you just start by reconnecting. You don't have to take it on like a lot, but, make some calls each day, follow through. Maybe if you don't like to call, maybe text and reach out and say, hey, it's so-and-so. In my case, Ashley. It's Ashley Burgess. And I would say, hey, it's Ashley Burgess. I want to say, if they respond back, great. If they don't, maybe you kind of figure it out. I mean, because you're not putting them on the spot, but you're just seeing, are they still alive? Are they still okay? Is this even a good number anymore? Or does this belong to somebody else?
Yeah. I know. I think there was a person who I should have called a while back, but I never did because she wanted to hang out. And, we met at my spot once again, and she wanted to hang out. And one day she was hanging out, and I texted her, and she said, "Where are you?" I said, "Well, I'm at my spot." So she comes to my spot.
She knows where the spot is.
Yeah, she knows where it is. That's where we met, at my spot. And so we're sitting out by the fireplace. It was when it was a little cold, and she says, "We could hang out, and someplace different if you want, But
that's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm like, she said that to me. But the thing is, I'm in my comfort zone here. I like going to places to where I can just walk up to the bar and I don't have to say anything, and they know my drink, what brand of beer I drink, and it's already there.
So it's like Cheers.
It is Cheers.
But they don't speak. It's the non-speaking Cheers.
So it's like, you can call me, call me and talk to me.
This poor
woman. You don't have to text me or anything like that, but I never did. I still text her though, but I never called and talked to her. Because the timing, this was back when I had the crap job. Back when I was making $19,000 a year. I mean, really, how are you going to hang out with somebody when you make $19,000 a year?
You can cover your beers. That's about it.
Yeah, I'm like, that's about it,
And it's hard to sit there and say, honey, you're going to pay your tax.
Yeah, I told her straight up, look, I make $19,000 a year. I don't have a car. I live in a bad neighborhood. This is my life,
and I'm the only Keenan in my life.
And are you sure you want to be part of it?
I'm like this is my life, and I've been through some things and everything like that, persevered. but this is my life, and you know, and but the thing is, she hangs out in Uptown, you know, she drives a BMW, you know,
an Uptown girl,
but she wants to hang out with me, and I'm kind of like,
well, maybe this wasn't the right timing.
No, I was kind of like, no, because I've done the Uptown thing before, and I've hung out with people that,
but it was all about timing, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was all about.
There could be a time when it's the right time. There might never be a time.
Yeah, I mean, there could be. I mean, but there could be, but you know, even though you know, I'm making more. You know, there's still some things I want to do. You know, and for me, the timing to like start reaching out and calling people, I don't think it's still correct. But then again, when will that time be? I have no clue.
You will know the time. You'll know the time. And that's really the way it is. You'll know the time. You'll know when it's the right time to reach out. I mean, just like I did. I mean, everybody has that ability. Everybody has that ability to reach out. But also, it's all within you. It might not be their right time, but functionally, you feel it's your right time. And if it's not right timing for them, well, then, you know, it isn't. You know, but I think that there's one thing that we've been kind of beating around the bush all night, and this is something that's essentially important to everything, is that we already really have everyone that we already need in our life. We really do. And I know a lot of people don't realize that because we're always looking for other people. But you know what? A lot of times we don't do due diligence in our own backyard. And that due diligence might be in your phone. The numbers of the phone, the connections you have, the people in your life could be all you absolutely need to get as far as you need to get in life to do what you need to do. And it's like, I know that sometimes everybody's talking about they need this or they need that or they need this. And honestly, I think if we did a good assessment, even on like social media as well, is that if somebody was looking for a job, I'm sure they could find a job in their Rolodex of people. I'm sure they could get an interview. I'm sure something would happen. And a lot of times we go outside of ourselves. And I know there was a guy that wrote a book about who you know or something like that. It's about who, not about what or something like that. And a lot of times we don't really take analyzation of the people we do know and what they can do and what we can do with them.
You know, Ashley, maybe it's kind of like people want to accumulate quote-unquote friends like they accumulate materials, possessions. You know, they always want the shiny new thing.
Yes.
And they get bored with their toys fast.
But also it makes them popular, too. Like, you know, being more popular, you have more friends,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well, in, if you keep count with, like, Facebook, you know, for friends or whatever, but...
But is that real? And
well,
I get
it's not.
It's,
and that's the thing. I mean, I think some people are just like, they want... They can't sit still. They want something new, and they have to have the shiny new thing in their lives all the time, or they get bored.
Like, are you holding on to the superfluous? Are you holding on to the superfluous instead of the real?
Right.
What's real in your life? Because sometimes we can hold on to these people as trophies. Like, this is my friend. You know, and I know a lot of people that in Hollywood, right? And so I know a lot of people that know friends of mine in Hollywood, and they actually talk about how they have these people's phone numbers in Hollywood. I go, when was the last time you called them? You know, and I'll text them or call them or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, and I'm like, so what's the deal about having the number
like,
if you can't
babe,
call?
Have your people call my people. Let's do lunch.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like you should be able to call them and be like, F you, what the heck's going on? I haven't seen you in a while. You know what I mean? I mean, like, let's talk. And I think that a lot of times we keep numbers, like you said, whether it's a hot chick, a beautiful woman, a guy that you think has it all together, a person that seems to be really wealthy and well off. And has, I mean, are you calling these people or you just have that as kind of like, is that like your gang backup that nobody can see? I mean, like kind of your invisible like support group that's not there?
I don't know. I know with me, I just tend to forget about them. I just do. I mean, like, I'll...
Like, out of sight, out of mind?
Yeah, I mean, out of sight, out of mind. Like, for example, like, if I, you know, I think I stopped calling people shortly after getting back from overseas, but mainly, like, I would call somebody, you know, and they would call back, and I would call them, and they would call back, you know, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. But what I noticed is that, you know, people weren't really reaching out to me. They weren't initiating the conversation at all.
Oh, you felt like you were having to go out of your way.
Yeah, exactly. I have to go out of my way. And so after a while, I just said, forget about
it. You know, I feel the same way, Ken. Yeah. I mean, I have a family member in particular where if I don't initiate the conversation, even if it's just a text, say, hey, how you doing? I never hear from this person. And, you know, in the past, you know, this family member and I were pretty close. But over the past 10 years or so, it's been like, like he will never, you know, even so much as text. And I think recently, just in the past year or so, I've just finally gotten to the point where I said, look, you know, I mean, I don't expect it to be like a checkbook. One has to be equally paid with another. But let's see if he actually calls me for once.
I agree with that. And, you know, I think also, though, a big deal is that you have to love what you're doing. If you want to reach out to the guy and talk to him, do it. It's about what's right. It's about what you want. It's not always about what other people do. Because if you really want to hear from him, you got to make the call. You got to do it. So we got great shows for you coming up. Just remember that, you know, it's all about you. Uncluttering your life makes for a better life. And also realizing that a lot of times we have all we need. So check that phone out. Make the call. Text somebody. Reach out. Stay tuned. Great show, Keenan. Bill.
Thanks, Ashley. Appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks. Cool. Thanks.
I'm hungry. Like whenever my stomach is growling, I don't hear anything else.
Well, it's time and the bell is ringing. So Perspectives with Ashley Burgess will be back in 3 shakes.